This is Jay Sekulow. We've got the latest updates on the situation in New York, and God bless the USA. And also, today is Flag Day.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Principal says, well, we don't want to offend anybody. I don't know what God bless the USA. I guess it offends Bill Maher and the atheists. Is that who it offends? Are there atheist kindergartners?
Yeah, she's trying to impose her will on the students when that's not her position of authority. It's an abuse of power. And I talked to the mother, Luz Luzado. She said it's not the truth. It's not going to offend any of the cultures. As a matter of fact, she said, we're such a mixed culture in PS 90. She said, it's actually, we love the song and we love the way it makes us feel about America.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
You simply cannot detach the notions of God and spirituality from patriotism. And if we were to do that, we would be stripping our history of references and literary works that children need to learn about.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update on the situation in New York. But today is also Flag Day. That was a resolution signed by President Truman, an act of Congress designating June 14th of each year as National Flag Day. It was inspired by local celebrations that had been going on throughout the United States for about a 30-year period. This was established again as an act of Congress to celebrate the flag, not to venerate the flag, but as a symbol of freedom. And that's what Flag Day is all about. Now, that in turn is what this principal actually in New York is objecting to. When you now distill the facts of the situation in New York with regard to the refusal of the principal actually to allow the song God Bless the USA to be sung, the real answer is it's the flag. Jordan, we figured that out. She's pretty much she's a Jehovah's Witness. And while I appreciate that, no one's asking her to say the Pledge of Allegiance, she's decided to put that on everybody else. But that it's a patriotic issue, and you've written about that on the New York in the Washington Post.
Yeah, the issue here is not God. This is not the atheist issue, which is interesting. I think that's everyone that Bill O'Reilly was talking about. That was his first reaction as well. Is this the atheist again? And here, it's about being proud to be an American. And on the one hand, you know, these compromises, instead of just saying, you know what, we can go ahead and do God Bless the USA, there's always compromises. So you can do America the Beautiful, but you can't do God Bless the USA. And you see that this principal's felt the pressure. The graduation is next week. We still have time, I think, for pressure here. But immediately, I want people to understand as well that this went from a principal who got rid of it completely to coming up with compromise. It shows that they are listening. People are listening across the country. And when people speak out, when the parents speak out, when the students tell their parents what happened, when other teachers at the school speak out, things change. And you can make things change just by letting your voice be heard.
Well, here's the reality of what we've got right now, folks. So we want your calls on this. We want to hear what you have to say. How important is it to appreciate the fact that we're proud to be Americans and God bless the USA? You think that's appropriate? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we want to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Fast and Furious, which is getting Fast and Furious, but it looks like there may be a compromise there. Again, phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. As Jordan mentioned, this is the last 2 days here for you to sign on to this letter going to the school district, because we initially have sent a letter already. We're following it up this weekend. We need you to be part of it. And by the way, the response has been very, very good online. Many, many thousands of you have signed the petition online, which is just absolutely fantastic. We need more of you to do it. And as I said, this is it, folks. It's today and tomorrow, and that's it. 31,580 Americans have signed up online. When you add the phones to it, we're probably well over 35,000. Let's set a realistic goal, 40,000 by the end of this week, folks. You go to ACLJ.org, sign that letter supporting those students who want to sing God Bless the USA, or you simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take a stand now. Let's protect this rights of these students. 877-989-2255.
God.
God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood's ballad, God Bless the USA, one of the most well-known and popular patriotic songs of our time. Millions listen to it daily, but that song is not going to be heard in one New York school. A principal in Brooklyn has banned God Bless the USA from a graduation ceremony for kindergarten students set for June 20th. The reason? It's not age appropriate. What's worse, the principal's boss, the city school's chancellor, is backing up this disturbing decision. The ban has sparked outrage from across the country. The ACLJ is mobilizing, sending a letter to the school board, demanding that the ban on God Bless the USA be reversed and that the song be played at the graduation ceremony next week. Take a stand. Add your name to our letter now. It's time to give this school a lesson about the Constitution. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Broadcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Many of you have, and I got to say a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends and members around the country, because you're really speaking out. Hundreds of thousands, I say hundreds, 31,611 of you have signed up online. 5,275 of you have liked it on Facebook. We encourage you to do that as well. This is our letter to reverse the ban on God Bless the USA. And many of you have gone to the phones as well. So either go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
Tony's calling in from New York on line 5. Tony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing today?
Good.
Oh, man, this is something else. I'm in New York, right? And I listen to the program because it's on Christian radio station.
Yes, sir.
I hear you guys all the time. And here's the thing. I don't agree with a lot of things that you guys say, you know, but this one is so basic. Come on. I mean, you can't stand up in America and say that I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, and, you know, Tony, I appreciate you calling in. And look, it's a free country. We could agree to disagree, but you're right. Let me ask you this question, Tony, back to you, because you said it. It's just that. You cannot say I'm proud to be an American. How did that make you feel when you first heard it? You're a New Yorker. This is happening in your hometown.
Man, I was really, really upset, and I'm involved with the schools. And if that's...
Yeah.
School that I was involved in, you know, I'm president of the
parent teacher.
Yeah. I'm a part of the school leadership team. Wow, that would have been. That would have made me really, really angry. I don't have a problem with anyone being proud of what they are or who they are. You know, I'm proud of being a Jewish. I'm proud of being African American. I'm proud of being an Italian. That's okay. That's what this country is.
Right.
People being proud of
you know, one of the things they said, Tony, was that this was a primarily immigrant community. They thought saying proud to be an American would be not culturally pleasing. But we heard from those in that community, and it's exactly the opposite, Jordan, where the parents are saying, no, we want this. We are a diverse immigrant community, and we came to America. We're proud to be Americans.
Well, yeah, these are the kinds of songs that unite us. We are multicultural. We have everybody is an immigrant here in some shape or form, and it's come over different. Their families have come over at different times, different time periods. But these kind of songs, our patriotism is what makes America different, is that we can all be patriotic even though we're all different. We all come from very different backgrounds, and though we can, as Tony was talking about, you can be proud of your ethnic background, your racial background, your religious background, or wherever you came from around the world. At the same time, we can all unite around being Americans. And that's what makes our country really different than anywhere else in the world.
Well, let me play this. This is soundbite number six, and this is the parent here. Brian Kilmeade from Fox is doing the interview. Take a quick listen here.
In fact, her original story said that she didn't want to offend other cultures when she walked in on the rehearsal, and you shake your head, Luz. Why?
That was her first excuse. That was the first excuse. But there's a lot of multiple cultures in that school, and that song's been sung plenty of times before, and it's been with diverse races behind it, and nobody has had a problem with it.
The problem is that this teacher is a Jehovah's Witness, and with due respect to Jehovah's Witnesses, and they have the right to believe what they want to believe, but the flag, Jordan, we know this for a fact, and Tony, this is what it is. It's the issue is the flag, and we appreciate Tony calling. Thanks for calling and staying, and continue listening even when you disagree. But the fact of the matter is, it's the flag that this teacher objected to, and it was the second line of Lee Greenwood's song. We had Lee in the studio yesterday, and that's what he said, and he's right. It's the flag, and that she was offended, so she wants to take her offense and put it on the entire school.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, we know this now from the teacher, because this is not a situation, just to be clear again, with an atheist. This is a situation involving a principal who I think is taking her own views and saying, well, I'm not allowed to be proud to be an American because of my religious conscience or faith, so we're not going to sing songs that are so overtly patriotic at this school. Even though the kids, I mean, the New York Post, the way they quoted it was, she stormed in. Marched into their practice where they've been practicing for months.
Unbelievable.
And shut it down. Now imagine we're not talking about high school students. We're talking about 5 and 6 year olds. And their principal comes marching in to a production of flag waving and God Bless the USA and shuts it down. Try to explain that.
You can't explain it because it's absurd. I mean, that may be the fact of the matter is it's absolutely absurd. All right, folks, here's what we want you to do. You heard from Tony. He'd tell you, listen, Tony said he doesn't agree with us on a lot of issues, but on this one, he's standing with us. We want to encourage you to stand with us because you're really standing with these students. So here's what you do. Go to ACLJ.org, where over 35,000 of you have already done so, which, again, thank you. My original goal, remember, was 25,000. I think we could get to 40. We may be able to get to 50,000. But let's certainly get to 40,000. Just 2 days to do it here. Sign on. Onto this letter telling this school principal, let these kids sing God Bless the USA. ACLJ.org, right at the website, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want you to call right now, or ACLJ.org. We're going right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Carol calling from Maryland online for Carol. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, Jay, I have to say this. I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just it's you and me talking here, and Jordan's listening in too. Go ahead.
First, I'm a veteran with the U.S. Navy, and you asked the question about whether or not it's appropriate to be proud to be an American. I would say absolutely. I work for Walter Reed, and I deal with all the wounded warriors that come from Iraq and Afghanistan. And how can you be ashamed? The other thing I wanted to tell you was the work you're doing with the students to help the students out. When I was 15 and I was in high school, we got some legal advice from Case many, many years
ago. Oh, yeah, that's the predecessor to the ACLJ, right?
So,
did that advice, let me ask you this question, but we gave you advice, let me ask you the key question. Did the advice help?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, what happened was we got this little paperback book, and I won't call the name of the book because it's out of print. But
I bet you I have one still, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Was it Knowing Your Rights or Fields for the Harvest, one of those?
It was.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm just walking down memory lane with you here.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just nervous.
No, don't be. You sound fine.
What happened was it had the, as y'all put the information on the website about we had a Bible study in our high school and we got threatened with suspension. That's what happened.
Okay.
The book had all of the legal.
Right. It's called Knowing Your Rights, but go ahead.
Actually, But
Let me ask you the end result here. At the end of the day, was it able to protect your Bible club?
The leadership of the Bible study presented the information to the principal and the school backed off. Yes, sir.
I'm glad you called. And this is exactly what we're hoping happens here. By the way, this is not, in the case of New York, it's not a church-state separation. When our first draft of the letter had a lot of church-state separation in. In fact, that was the focus of it, which I did keep in, but I moved things around because we realized quickly that it wasn't because of the God references. It was the American flag and the statement, I am proud to be an American. In other words, this was a statement against American exceptionalism, and that is why we did the. That's why she did this. So let me first, again, Carol, thank you for calling. Thank you for dating me as far as my age here. We've been doing this a long time. I mean, it's you're talking about Case. The Case started, for people know, in 1987. It was. It still exists, by the way. Case is the kind of the umbrella for the ACLJ. We kept that going, and it was called Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism. And Carol's right. All those years ago, 1987, we started after the Jews for Jesus case, and it was, you didn't have big internet in those days. You had no internet. You had pamphlets and booklets and material and letters going to teachers, and that's how we did it. So, Carol, thank you for calling me and reminding me that we've been doing this for a long time. It's always good to remember. But Carol said something else, Jordan, here that's really important, and that is, and by the way, Carol, thank you for your service to our country as a veteran and your continued work with our soldiers. But, Jordan, the other thing here that's important is when you make impact, when you have an impact, when you get these information out, you get results.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, the truth is, when it comes to schools, when it comes to, again, knowing your rights, knowing what you can do and what you're able to do, what the Constitution, what the law permits you to do, is the most important. A lot of these schools are overreactive. Here, it's a very different situation. This is a principal who is using her own, I think, religious beliefs and beliefs about American patriotism and imposing that on everybody, including the parents as well, because they're all going to be attending this moving up kindergarten graduation ceremony. But the number one issue we always say to everyone who calls in, just like Carol, is that it takes people, you know, giving us a call or sending an email
right
now. And we know that and then a lot of times what we do is after someone comes out and says what happened, all of these other people say, oh, that happened to me too. And
exactly.
They didn't fight back.
You know, it's interesting. Carol called because I started thinking about how long we've been doing this. Our first case was 25 years ago. The decision came out, I think, this very week, 25 years ago. I'm going to have Will check on that. It was the Jews for Jesus case. The decision was in 1987. It was in June, I believe. It may have been last week, but we'll find out. We'll get that information to you after the break because we remember that. Folks, while we go to the break, talking about the history here of what we've been doing, you go to your phones. Let's stand up for these kids, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Got 2 days to do it. Let's take a stand here for freedom, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We love a lot of sea sunrise.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood's ballad, God Bless the USA, one of the most well-known and popular patriotic songs of our time. Millions listen to it daily, but that song is not going to be heard in one New York school. A principal in Brooklyn has banned God Bless the USA from a graduation ceremony for kindergarten students set for June 20th. The reason? It's not age appropriate. What's worse, the principal's boss, the city school's chancellor, is backing up this disturbing decision. The ban has sparked outrage from across the country. The ACLJ is mobilizing, sending a letter to the school board demanding that the ban on God Bless the USA be reversed and that the song be played at the graduation ceremony next week. Take a stand. Add your name to our letter now. It's time to give this school a lesson about the Constitution. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I asked Will to check what was the date of Jews for Jesus. That was our first case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It was decided in 1987 on June 15th, which will be tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit about that case tomorrow, just to go down memory lane. Quarter of a century ago, hard to believe. But when Carol called in talking about things, pamphlets we handed out in the 1980s, I said, okay, there you go, which has been very, very helpful. Jordan's got an update on something, folks. We're going to get to your calls. I know there's a lot of you on the line here. In Egypt, that's breaking right now. And let's talk about Jordan, what's going on there. Because as you folks know, we have an office in Jerusalem. What's happening in Egypt?
Yeah, the parliament has actually been basically dissolved, ordered to be dissolved. They've got the military has basically taken control again. The court there, the Supreme Court, has declared the parliamentary elections invalid. So basically the parliament has to be dissolved. They also okayed the former prime minister under Mubarak to be on the presidential ballot, so it'll still be him versus the Muslim Brotherhood candidate.
What do they expect to happen on that?
The biggest change is, I mean, the headlines is now the military has seized control. I mean, it's martial law again in Egypt. There's a lot of fighting going on, and this was a shocking move today.
We'll get more results on that. And the election is Saturday, so on next week's broadcast, we'll bring you information about that. We also expect the Supreme Court decisions on Monday. Could be the immigration case, could be the health care case. We'll keep you posted. Hey, folks, let me encourage you to do this. We're gonna go through a lot of calls in just the next few minutes here. So make your comments quick, and we're going to get right to them. But we want you to be part of our team here. We're going to hit 50,000, I think, between internet and phones this weekend to get this song sung. And these kids, let me tell you something. That song is going to be sung, whether it's at that ceremony or immediately after it. These kids are going to sing it because you, the American people, are speaking out. And once again, when we work together, what happens? Things change. So you go to aclj.org, sign the petition online. Really easy for you to do it at aclj.org. Or simply, just pick up the phone, call us, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But be part of the team. We've got 2 days, 48 hours to do this. Let's do it. All right, Jordan, let's go through these calls as quick as we can.
All right, let's go to Joanne calling from New York on line three. Joanne, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Joanne.
Yes, hi. Hi, how are you?
Great, you're on the air.
I'm calling up. My child graduated and last year, and he sang God Bless the USA, and he was very proud to sing it. And it was proud for me to see the children standing, practicing the song, and knowing that they had something to look forward to in their future.
Sure. And let me ask you this, because you're from New York. Do you live in the New York City area, or where in New York are you from?
Staten Island, New York.
Okay, there you go. So right in the same general area. And how old was your kid, your son or daughter that was graduating?
10 years old.
There you go. And was there anybody complaining, anybody filing protests at your school, Joanne?
No one complaining. He actually just sang it again last week for our pastor that was in Afghanistan serving for our country.
Well, there you go. Okay, folks, Joanne, thank you first for calling in. I really appreciate it. Folks, this is the reality. And Jordan said that these are 5- and 6-year-olds that are having a principal, rip out a CD out of a CD player saying, stop that song, as if it's, the kids were singing profanity because the line said, I'm proud to be an American. Well, Joanne's proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. I'm the second generation of my family born in the United States. Jordan's just the third. So let's stand up for these young people. Jordan, let everybody know how they could do this, both online, on the phones, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. People need to engage this.
Yeah, they can go to aclj.org and sign up online. You can call right now, 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. It doesn't cost you anything. You pick up your phone now, 877-989-2255. You'll be finished with that phone call before we're finished with the show today, 877-989-2255. And also, you can always follow us. We're at ACLJ now, so very easy to follow on Twitter for the American Center for Law and Justice, at Jordan Seculo and at Jay Seculo. We're all online. It's a great way to follow what we're doing, what interviews are coming up, what we're working on, and what news we see that we think is important for you to read as well. That's all on Twitter. You can get it all at aclj.org.
All right, Ray, we're going to go right back to the phones. Also, check us out on Facebook. We're always posting interesting things on Facebook as well. So Facebook, very easy for you to do. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Nancy's calling in from Pennsylvania on line 5. Nancy, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Jay. Hi. I'm Nancy, and I'm also with a Christian PAC group called York County Action here. And
yeah,
we're doing our thing, and we get lots of your
great
constitutional pamphlets being distributed, so thank you very much.
Great.
I'm calling in real quick today because I had a situation back in 97 with my eldest girl going to high school and doing a history class, and she picked her First Amendment rights as a report to do, and it was on abortion. So the teacher said fine until she found out that she was going to be showing graphic pictures and talking about abstinence and all that.
Right.
Pro-life thing.
Yeah,
and
that's called viewpoint discrimination. When you've got a situation where the topic is okay, but the viewpoint that you're about to enunciate is objectionable to the administration, it's called viewpoint discrimination. 9 justices of the Supreme Court in a case that I had said that viewpoint discrimination in the context of student speech is unconstitutional. So the law has developed really well there. The question is, for these kids, it's not the content other than the statement, proud to be an American, which this teacher said was divisive in her view of the principal. But mostly it's the reference to the flag, and that because she's a Jehovah's Witness. And again, Jehovah's Witnesses, they live in a free country. Believe what you want to believe. But you cannot compel everybody else to believe what you just said. And that's really what's the issue here. Let's go grab a couple more phone calls, Jordan, before the program is over.
Absolutely. We'll get back to the phones now. Let's go to Georgianne calling from Colorado on line 6. Georgianne, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Georgianne.
Thank you very much for taking
the
call. I'm trying to read this very quickly for your listeners, but I also want to thank you for being such warriors. This is a quote from a history book from 1959. It was my 7th grade history book.
Okay.
Regarding Valley Forge, and I'm just going to say, and I quote, Washington took up his winter quarters at Valley Forge. There and his men spent a winter almost an unbelievable suffering. Let us not forget. While the British Army lived in comfortable Philadelphia homes, Washington's men, not more than 20 miles away, were freezing and suffering in their rude huts and dugouts. They were clothed in tattered uniforms, and their shoes were worn thin. About 3,000 of the soldiers had no shoes at all, and their bloody footprints could be seen in the snow. To make matters worse, their food supply and medicines were insufficient. Sometimes whole days went without food for them. Yet the courage and persistence of General Washington fired them with the desire for victory and independence, and they were willing to endure any kind of hardship.
Because they were willing to sacrifice for freedom. They were willing to sacrifice for freedom, and they rallied around the flag. And that's what it was. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. They rallied around the concept of America and the concept of the uniqueness of America and the American experience. And thank you for reading that, Georgianne. We appreciate it very much. We are out of time, folks. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of our first case at the U.S. Supreme Court of the United States. We'll get you information on that on tomorrow's broadcast. We're also going to play some of the Lee Greenwood from that we had earlier in the week and kind of sum up where the case is. Folks, as we close the broadcast out right now, I need you to do this. Jordan's going to give you numbers to call. Add your name to this letter either via phones or email. This is the time. We need people to speak out because we need the action to take place over this weekend.
Absolutely, folks. We want you to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But let me encourage you now, whether it's Flag Day today, and every day, especially these kindergarten ceremonies, you've all attended them before, they should be able to sing God Bless the USA. We know this principal is feeling the pressure. Let's keep that pressure going through the end of this week. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.